Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. And if you're hearing this early enough in the day, just want to remind you that it's April Fool's Day. So got to be careful a little bit out there about what you see and hear and what your friends are telling you. So
that's right. Got to be prepared.
Yes. Be on watch today.
Yes.
One thing you don't have to worry about is going to visitvalentine.org to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out the International Dark Skies area around Merritt Reservoir or the Niobrara National Scenic River and lots of other things here in north central Nebraska. It all starts by going to visitvalentine.org.
And we better get started with a little something here. How is April Fool's Day like a huge open mic night?
Ooh, I don't know.
Millions of people go out of their way to demonstrate how unfunny they are.
A lot of April Fool jokes seem like they're really not all that funny.
Well, they're not necessarily even jokes. It all depends on how you take it. You know, you can get local, national, and international livestock industry news at Tri-State Livestock News. They cover that and so much more. You can go online to TSLN.com, see what the new hot things are, latest stories, sales reports, updates. That's also where you go to subscribe. Make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Can I share a couple of things over history that people have done for April Fool's pranks?
Sure.
Well, this one, in 1980, the BBC, British Broadcasting, their world service announced that London's most famous landmark was getting a facelift. The broadcaster told listeners that to help tourists tell the time, the Big Ben clock tower would be going digital and would henceforth be known as Digital Dave.
Digital Dave?
Yeah, that's just wrong.
So true.
The new and improved monument wouldn't just tell the time, it would also issue 5-minute news bulletins every night. On top of that, the iconic bongs would be replaced with beeps. And while some listeners clocked that it was April Fool's jest, many others phoned in, to express their outrage. A BBC spokesperson commented, surprisingly, few people thought it was funny.
That sometimes happens. Oh, believe nothing and trust no one today. Well, so it's kind of like any other day.
Especially if you're in Washington, D.C., right?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
All right. Here's one in 1962. Some of you will remember back then. Years before color TV was rolled out in Sweden, viewers of the Sweden television were tricked into believing that they could transform their black and white screens with an easy do-it-yourself hack. Oh, gee. Anyway, Kjell Stenson, a technical expert, in quotation marks, went into intricate details on how to stretching a mesh sheet over their screens could bend the light's wavelengths, allowing viewers to see in full technicolor. Luckily, this could be easily achieved with an item found in many homes, nylon stockings. As it was the only TV network in Sweden at the time, enjoying the trust of the population, thousands of people tried it. Didn't work.
Oh, no. Oh, that can happen. That's for sure. April Fool's Day is the favorite holiday of which animal?
The groundhog.
Oh, the silly goose.
Oh, the silly goose.
Yeah. What do you call a realistic prankster?
I don't know.
A practical joker.
Oh, now that would make sense, wouldn't it? All right. So here's one you might relate to. In the year following his invention of the phonograph in 1877, New York Graphic jumped on the opportunity to trick their readers into thinking Thomas Edison had created a new machine capable of turning dirt into meat and water into wine.
Ooh.
Edison invents a machine that will feed the human race, ran the sensational headline. It was, of course, a total fabrication. The writer even admitted this at the end of the article, concluding that he woke up and it was all a dream. This didn't stop several American newspapers from reprinting the story, believing it to be true. In their next edition, the Graphic condemned the hasty reading by their gullible audience under the tongue-in-cheek caption, "They bite."
Oh, when does an April Fool's joke become a dad joke?
On April 2nd.
When it becomes apparent.
Oh, when you get it.
Exactly, exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, be careful today. Happy April Fools, everyone, from Mike and Kim and your local radio station and The Good Stuff.